Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. We're sticking with our 2019 recruiting theme. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. We went through six guys on the offense, looking at two quarterbacks that we would call Penn State's most important 2019 targets. Not we. Greg Pickle over here calls them Penn State's most important targets in 2019. We're going to do the same thing on defense here, and really a couple electric prospects at the top here that I think, Greg, that Penn State has a realistic shot, certainly one more so than the other. Let's start with the biggest name, Zach Harrison, who's a five-star defensive end from the state of Ohio, 6'6", 240 pounds. This was one guy, you're not really one to show a lot of emotion, but he's one guy that you saw in person, Greg, really 6 months, 8 months ago, something like that, where he stood out big time to you as looking like just a grown man.
I mean, we're talking about a guy that, Dustin, I swear to God, somebody said, hey, that's Zach Harrison over there. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of people at these camps, but I honestly thought they were pointing to someone's dad. I mean, this guy just looks like he's 22 or 23. I mean, he looks like the kind of guy that will end up at an Ohio State or an Alabama or an Auburn, a Georgia, Clemson, etc., and play from, you know, day one and just dominate. He looks a lot like, quite frankly, what Micah Parsons looked like when he was in high school, maybe even a little bit bigger, if you could believe that. Yeah. So this guy's a top target for Ohio State. The Buckeyes do not lose too many of these guys. I would not suspect they lose this one either. But Penn State has to be optimistic about the fact that it got him on campus for a camp last year. Now all it has to say is, hey, Zach, you got five of those official visits. Why don't you use one on us? Come check things out. Just make sure that we don't have something that you can't get at Ohio State. So Penn State obviously has a very steep mountain to climb to land Zach Harrison at number three player in the class of 2019.
According to 24/7 Sports, number three nationally.
Yeah. But they are not without a shot, which says a lot about where this program's come under James Franklin.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because, you know, this class and how it looks like it's going to come together, it's going to be almost all outside the state of Pennsylvania. So how national can Penn State go, and can they go into Ohio and get the number one rated recruit from the state of Ohio? Penn State has done a pretty good job of protecting its direct backyard mm-hmm. from these kinds of things. Ohio State has been phenomenal. If Ohio State wants an Ohio kid, he almost always stays in state.
Yeah.
Penn State's got its hands full, but you know, this is where Penn State recruiting is, where they're going to give it their best shot, and they're going to have a good opportunity for a player like this. And just like anybody, I don't care who the prospect is, if you get him on campus for an official visit and Penn State rolls out the red carpet and James Franklin delivers his best pitch and they set all this stuff up, they've got a shot with anybody. And you have to lean on that, it's an outside shot at Harrison, but he's a phenomenal talent.
Yeah, I mean, I think that at this point, what you end up doing is you just got it. Again, you shoot your shot, you try your best, and you see what happens. There's not really a handbook out there, if you will, to how the best practice to get a kid out of Cleveland or, you know, out of Ohio that's the top, one of the top prospects in the country with an Ohio State offer. But hey, man, you give it your shot and you see what happens, and that's really all you can ask for.
Looking at another prospect where Penn State is in a little bit more favorable position, Brandon Smith, a linebacker from Virginia. He's also listed as a five-star in the 24/7 composite, number 19 player in the country. Listed as an inside linebacker, which at 6'5", 215. Those are interesting dimensions and fit right in with where Penn State wants to go with having these sort of unconventional athletes in unconventional places.
Precisely. So, I mean, he's a guy that Penn State has been recruiting for pretty much as long as I can remember. He's one of the earliest 2019 offers. Yeah.
And in a lot of cases, that means something. You know,
it's amazing, too, but it does. You're 100% correct. I mean, when you really look at the kids that end up at schools, when you're talking about the top prospects, a lot of times, yeah, it does come down to who was on them first. Penn State was. He could play end. He could play linebacker. I think they have him ranked now as a linebacker. Previously, they had him ranked as an end. So, I mean, it sort of gives you a good idea of what kind of flexibility he has. So, Dustin, I mean, to me, I just think that This is a guy that is at the top of Penn State's board if you're ranking them from the most realistic standpoint. So Zach Harrison's a top target, but realistically, they have a better shot at getting Brandon Smith, and he's not terribly far behind Zach Harrison on the big board. He is just not. I mean, he's a guy that, again, he's a most likely a day-one starter wherever he ends up. He's another Brandon Smith for Penn State to try and put out there on the field, and he's number 19 in the country and a five-star. So he is right on the heels of Zach Harrison in terms of being the top overall guy. Harrison's just a number three, and Smith's 19, so that's why I have him at two. But like I said, in terms of guys that are most likely to pick Penn State, Brandon Smith leads the way.
And it's really no knock on Brandon Smith to be behind Zach Harrison. Harrison's just a Harrison is a freak show, and Smith is a really good player athletically, good player, linebacker, defensive end. Zach Harrison is a freak. It's worth saying that this week and this month are going to be really defining times, I think, for Brandon Smith, where he's taken a whole bunch of visits, including one to Penn State. I think it's scheduled for this weekend. So you'll start to get a feel. I think he's going to maybe start separating schools, at least in his own head. And Penn State has a good shot to remain exactly where they are, which I think is a pretty clear favorite for
him.
Things can change on a dime. You know that. Especially as he starts to see other schools and get out of the area a little bit. Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, I think, are all due to get visits pretty soon from Brandon Smith. But Penn State has a good shot to maintain their position here.
100% right, Dustin.
Moving on, Andre White, I'm going to go out of order a little bit as long as we're talking linebackers. Andre White from Harrisburg. It's funny, we had a question come up a week or two ago. I think it was when Andy Shea was filling in for you 2 weeks ago. Asking if Andre White was the next Micah Parsons with his recruitment because he took that little West Coast swing last month. I think you're looking at apples to oranges, no matter player wise, recruitment wise. But Andre White is a guy, and he falls in just like John Metchie in the previous segment as somebody who Penn State might get in early and see their recruitment explode a little bit.
Yep.
Andre White could be that guy too.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, he's already seen a nice uptick with USC deciding to offer him during a West Coast swing. He was the MVP of the linebacker group at the Bay Area San Francisco opening regional event. He saw UCLA and Cal while he was out there too. Neither elected to offer, but I think the USC offer sort of tells you all you need to know about what kind of player this kid is. Penn State was in on him before most, and I think that that will ultimately help them win at the end of the day. I mean, beyond the fact that he's a Harrisburg kid and Penn State offered him, which obviously is the two biggest things that would help the Lions win that battle in the end. But yeah, he's going to go down to the opening regional in New Jersey. He was on Penn State's campus over the weekend. I suspect, much like John Metchie in the last segment, that we're getting a little closer to Andre White pulling the trigger for Penn State, but he might opt to see some other schools before doing so.
So we also mentioned how the New England region is one to watch in this recruiting class. Just seems like an inordinate amount of talent, a high-end talent, is going to come from that region in this class. A couple names that you have on here, plus one more that you don't have in your top five, which we'll start with him, Lewis Cine, who's from Massachusetts originally, moved to Texas, one of the top 50 players in the country, a real impact kind of safety that Penn State, I'm sure, is still pushing hard for. I just don't know how moving and creating a little bit more distance between him and Penn State, I don't know how that affects things.
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating, I think, for Penn State. They spent a lot of time recruiting him, and not to say it's all gone away now that he's moved to Texas, but now, you know, one of the reasons Penn State was in such a good spot was because he could get to campus whenever he wanted. Now he can get to campus whenever he wants at Baylor, Texas A&M, Texas. It just completely changes the dynamics, Dustin, and not in Penn State's favor. So he would have been on this list had he not moved, but now that he moved, you just have to slide him off of it.
Yeah, I think proximity ends up being a pretty big deal, especially at a pretty, you know, this stage of somebody's recruitment is a little bit of a vulnerable time, and schools in your backyard can start to make a move. But there's two other ones who are also from New England. Start with Tyler Rudolph from Connecticut. He's also safety, 6'1", 205. really the dimensions are ideal, and I think that Penn State might even want to get multiple safeties in the class, would you
sure.
say? James
yeah.
Franklin was pretty clear in the 18 class that he wishes, you know, at both wide receiver and safety, he would have gotten one more, and at safety in the 18 class, didn't get Isheem Young, ended up with Isaiah Humphreys, which is a good get, but I think he was looking to get him in a pair. I think he'll look to maybe do that in 2019 instead.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. So you look at these two guys, both Connecticut kids, which you don't see that all that often, but I think that Penn State obviously is going at this situation saying, okay, we have these two defensive backs we really like. We did have three when Lewis Cine still lived in the Northeast, but now we only have two, and that's okay. Tyler Rudolph and Marquise Wilson are both guys that project as maybe a corner, maybe a safety at the next level, and I think Penn State gets them both on campus and then figures out what to do with them from there, and much like Lamont Wade, I think we're going to see more and more, you hinted at this earlier, I think we're going to see more and more, Dustin, of guys jumping positions from corner to safety, safety to corner, etc., because they want to get talent on the field, and sometimes you have to move talent to have a spot for it. Penn State's not going to be shy about doing that when they think a guy can do it. Lamont Wade, of course, the most recent one. Garrett Taylor was a guy that moved, hasn't played as much, but moved earlier in his career, and one of these two guys could end up in that same bill as well.
So similar, Lewis Cine was, and that relationship with Penn State was hot, and maybe has cooled off a little bit because of the move. What about Antonio Alfano? Because he's another guy who Penn State is still there, still one of the favorites. But what's going on with him? He's supposed to return, I think, in maybe a week or two for a visit. But
right.
it's not quite as much of a slam dunk as a lot of people anticipated.
Well, so he was going to decide in December, and then he just canceled those plans. And we've seen guys do that before. And usually it's because of one or two things. They either feel like they're rushing the process, or the place they want to go to isn't ready to take their commitment. So I don't know which it was in this case, but what it tells me is that now that he has postponed that December decision, which obviously he did 4 months ago, but now that that's off the table, I don't think you're going to see a rush decision here. This reeks of a guy that could wait until December signing period to make a call. But yeah, the defensive end from New Jersey is certainly one to watch in this class for Penn State.
He's a grown man, just like Zach Harrison. There are some real grown men in this class. I think it would be exciting. There's another prospect from Ohio that I think is worth watching. He's not on your top five, but Stephen Falchot.
That's close. Yeah, right. Yep.
Something. You know, he's a 6'4", 272. He's one of those kind of tweener types where Penn State could use him kind of like Judge Culpepper in that long defensive tackle role. And, yep. and Penn State's a factor for him, too.
Yeah, exactly right. So there's a couple guys that could have made this list. I mean, I think Penn State is going to have better success recruiting defense and offense in this cycle. There's a lot of good defenders out there that the Lions have a shot at, Dustin, so we'll see how it plays out.
All right, any more questions on the recruiting front? They could be coming up. We're going to do Ask Greg. These are Penn State football and recruiting questions from you guys. Take a short break and come back with that. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.